Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Friday, and so Friday is a bit of a break day. We spend some time praying, reflecting, worshiping on the topic we've been exploring this week. I asked you to write out a bit of a chart yesterday on conflict in five areas of your life, to think about where there's a need for reconciliation and what little steps you could take towards that, and to figure out where you'd start. Maybe you actually did get started. And so it's a good chance today to reflect on how that went. Peacemaking isn't easy. Remember, nobody promised it would be. We're learning this from Jesus, and he's the one who actually died to make peace. So don't be surprised if it's hard. It's costly. It's a good thing. We're going to spend some time in prayer now. And so I'd invite you to, wherever you are, spend a little time in prayer. If you can, close your eyes, but not if you're driving. Whatever makes sense for you in terms of focusing alone on God, I'd invite you to do that. First of all, give praise to Christ for dying for you. Thank him for what he's done, making himself the victim of violence in order to reconcile you to God. It wasn't cheap, it was costly. So thank him for paying that price. Next, we pray for guidance to take steps to become a peacemaker and continue the process of peacemaking that's already started. It won't be easy, and so we need guidance and help from the Holy Spirit. Finally, ask for wisdom, so you'll neither shrink from the risks nor go the easy way of appeasement. Pray for courage and wisdom to walk a difficult path, knowing that you are following Jesus as you do. Amen. Well, we have a bit of a worship video you can watch today as well. Have a great weekend of rest and community, and I'll see you Monday.